This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The pre-arrest search warrants used by Modesto, California investigators to search Scott Peterson's home, business, and vehicles should be unsealed. That's according to a ruling this morning by a Stanislaus County Superior Court judge. The arrest warrant is not covered by today's ruling. The judge says the warrants and the information gathered as a result of the warrant should be made public. Media outlets have been arguing in favor of their release. Prosecutors said the documents should remain sealed to protect the integrity of their investigation. Peterson's lawyers also opposed release of the documents, claiming their release could make it harder for their client to get a fair trial. The judge says neither of those arguments are strong enough to keep the papers under court seal. The ruling will not go into effect until after his decision is reviewed by the 5th District Court of Appeals. That process is expected to last until July 7th. The explosive bolts that are used to separate the space shuttle and its external tank from the two solid rocket boosters during launch are now being closely examined by members of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board. Board Chairman Hal Gaiman says tests have been conducted on the bolt catchers, which protect the shuttle from debris that is created when they detonate to separate the twin solid rocket boosters. The test found that the bolt catchers failed much more easily than anticipated. A review of tracking information recorded during Columbia's launch also found a large piece of debris falling away from the shuttle at the time of solid rocket separation. Gaiman says it's impossible to tell if the debris is a falling bolt or one of the catchers that should be protecting the shuttle. The U.S. is investigating the mysterious disappearance of a Boeing 727 from Africa. The privately owned jet took off from the Angolan capital on May 25th and has not been heard from since. The pilot made no flight plan and didn't tell the control tower where the plane was headed. The State Department is concerned, fearing the plane might be used for a terrorist attack. U.S. embassies and missions in Africa are being urged to contact aviation authorities for information so that they are aware of any potential threat.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
An article in Washington Magazine has rumors flying that former President Clinton might run for mayor of New York City. Lisa Romanello has the reaction at City Hall.
Bill Clinton for mayor? If it does happen, City Council Speaker Gifford Miller would support him.
I think he'd be a great candidate. I mean, the guy was a tremendous president, and I guess that's probably good preparation for being mayor of the city of New York.
Of course, a Clinton candidacy could derail Miller's own possible plans, and City Councilman Charles Barron, who does plan to run, says Clinton could steal some of his supporters. Lisa Romanello at City Hall in New York.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The Cincinnati Local Firefighters Union has announced this morning that a tentative contract agreement has been reached with the city. Union President Joe Diebold says the union accomplished two of its main goals in the compromise.
Well, our wages are 5% for the first year and 5% for the second year. We were seeking to increase our wages. We are also seeking to increase the ability to protect seniority for our members, and we did do that.
Diebold says the union agreed to reduce the use of paid sick days, as well as developing a plan to lower the cost of medical expenses. He says that union members will vote on the contract next Monday and Tuesday. Stocks edged slightly higher today as Wall Street considered a batch of lukewarm economic reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 13 points to finish at 91.96. The NASDAQ added 7 points to 16.53. The S&P 500 squeaked out a gain of 1 point to 9.98. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You know every substance is a liquid, a gas, or a solid. But if the air in your community is more like a solid than a gas, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. You can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Catherine Bay produces, as always. Robin Bittman is our announcer. The phone number, if you'd like to join in tonight, 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. Or you can email during the program, mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. And wherever you're listening, IE America Radio Network, Sirius Satellite 145, that's channel, what do they call that? Channel left? RadioPower.org or the WhiteRoseSociety.org. We've got some great sound for you today from Too Stupid to Be President, General Richard Myers. Those are two different people. And Rummy from NATO headquarters in Belgium. You're not going to believe what he said in Belgium. It is clear that Rummy is... Rummy may need a little more oxygen to his brain cells. I don't want to say he's getting senile, but when you hear what he had to say, well, you draw your own conclusion, right? On the way into work tonight, I stopped at Walgreen Drug Store in one of the little towns that I go through where I usually stop and get prescriptions when I need them, which is very often. But anyway, I had had to pick up a drop-off a prescription, and when I was standing there at the drop-off window, there's a little holder with some flyers in it, and the flyers are from Walgreens. And it says, get your free Walgreens Senior Dividends Card with each prescription you buy. So here it is. For seniors 55 years and older who don't have a prescription drug plan, a prescription insurance plan, this is the George Bush. Remember he talked about this, that what he expected was the drugs. Oh, God, I can't believe this is happening in America. He expected the drug stores to come up with some kind of a savings plan for seniors to help them purchase their prescription drugs, since obviously the Bush crime family and the Republican Party is not the least interested in prescription drugs for seniors. Now, this is a hard issue for the Democratic Party to push, and I'll tell you why. Most of the people in this country, most of the people in the United States who are potential voters are not over the age of whatever. They're not seniors who are worried about prescription drugs. You know, when you're in your 20s or your 30s, and even for some of us in our 40s, not that I'm in my 40s, but some people in their 40s, 30s, and 20s, you know, I don't need that, man. I'm going to live forever. And besides, you know, I don't smoke and I run, and, you know, I'm never going to get heart disease or cancer or diabetes or anything like that. You know, I'm cool. I don't care. You know, what's everybody talking about? Prescription drug plan for seniors. Like, you know, I don't care, right? So it's not one of those issues that is easy for the Democratic Party to use as something to stimulate their base, to stimulate Americans. Because we have this thing, don't we, you and I? We're never going to get sick unless we already are. And we're never going to die unless we're already dead. Right? It's the American dream. We're always going to be youthful. We're always going to be dressed a certain way. We're always going to have a certain hairstyle. We're always going to have great cardiovascular system. Our kidneys and our livers are going to function just right. No lung problems. Nothing, man. No blocked carotid arteries. Nothing. Which, of course, is nonsense. Nonsense. But it's hard. It's hard to talk about prescription drug plan for seniors. They shouldn't be talking about prescription drug plan for seniors to begin with. It should be a prescription drug plan for Americans, for everybody, and national health care. Because eventually, that's what we're going to have. There is no way around it. Now I'll tell you why. With this relatively new science, the breaking out of the human genome, genetic profiling, coming to understand, and this is good, and it's bad. Coming to understand with a drop of your blood or a little slice of your flesh or a shaft of your hair, and a genetic test is done, and there are the markers. Breast cancer for this one, prostate cancer for that one, lung disease for this one, kidney failure for that one, coronary heart disease for that one. There it is in the genetic profile. Now, the insurance companies are going to say, okay, we've got to have a system where we can grade people who come in and want to buy insurance. If we see a genetic marker on Joe Smith, for coronary heart disease that will commence around age 41 and probably kill him at age 47, why would we want to insure this guy beyond the age of 41? And if a point can be made to the insurance companies, look, you got to do it. Okay, then we're going to charge him $10,000 a month for his life insurance or his medical insurance. You understand here. I know I'm making this very trite and very compact, but eventually, with the incredible advancements in science, especially in genetics, in the human genome, in understanding disease, in understanding, yes, a lot of it is environmental, but yes, a lot of it is hereditary. Some entity is going to have to step in and provide insurance. And it's going to have to be the various federal governments, whether it's here, Europe, Canada, Mexico, Tanzania, South Africa, Japan, it doesn't make any difference. Because science is pushing, and good for science, is pushing the idea of sickness, the idea of health, beyond anything the human species has ever experienced before. So while we should be focusing on this, we should be thinking, okay, how is this going to be handled? How in the name of God are we going to handle this? Every single child, when he or she is born, eventually it's going to happen, Truth Seeker. It may not happen in my lifetime or your lifetime, but it's going to happen. And when I say maybe not in my lifetime, maybe not in your lifetime, I'm not talking about 100 years from now. I'm talking 20, 30 years from now. Child is born. Drop of blood is taken, an entire genetic profile. There it is on a screen. And a little card, a little chip is put in the card, so all of the genetic information is there. Now, is that a bad thing? Could be. Is it a good thing? Could be. But that's what's coming. Let's be real. So how is the concept of health insurance going to be dealt with under those circumstances? where a genetic profile is laid out for every single person who wants health insurance.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Jones, but, you know, I realize you're 27 right now and you're in perfect health, but did you know probably around the age 47, you're going to have kidney failure. You're going to have total renal failure, and you're either going to need a kidney transplant or be on dialysis. Now, there's a way to get around this. You have to have certain treatments. And the treatments cost, well, $500,000. You see where we're going. You do understand where we're going. There's no holding this back. So the concept of private health insurance is an anachronism even as we're sitting here talking about it now. It can't be done. There's not enough money. None of these insurance companies, even if they wanted to, even if they weren't the heartless bastards that they are, they don't have enough money. It's going to take an enormous pool. That means everybody. That means 280 million Americans have to be in the pool. And everybody has to contribute. Now, that's not going to be handled by private insurance. And, these right-wingers, it's socialized medicine. No, it's going to be medicine. You can drop the modifier. It's just going to be medicine. That's how it's going to be run. In the meantime, what are we doing? You got too stupid to be president, standing in front of people in Chicago and Minneapolis and wherever the hell he is, talking about, an insurance drug plan for seniors. That's such a red herring. Forget about it. In the first place, it's not going to happen. The second place, if it does happen, it only covers, 20% of the population? What about the other 80%? What are we supposed to do? Now, like you, I have health insurance. And probably like you, the health insurance I have is fairly good. So I'm standing in Walgreens today, and I see this flyer from Walgreens. It says, get your free Walgreens Senior Dividends card. This is for people who do not have a prescription insurance plan. Now, I have one. It doesn't pay everything. I have it through my union. But it pays a hell of a lot on the few prescriptions that Kathy and I occasionally have to purchase. But the way this thing works, the Senior Dividends prescription plan from Walgreens, every time you spend a dollar, they put a dime into your account. And, in other words, if you go in and your prescription is $190, and somehow you come up with $190 to buy your medicine, they'll put $19 in a little electronic account for you. And as that builds up, you can spend it any way you like. You can use it to buy bathroom tissue or insure if you're dealing with chemotherapy and you can't eat. There's anything in Walgreens that you want. There it is. This is George Bush's health plan for seniors, insurance plan for seniors. This is what he talked about. When was it, Kathy? 8, 10 months ago? A year ago? Well, the drugstores will come up with cards and you get together and get deductions.
Apparently Walgreens was listening. 10%. For seniors 55 years and older who don't have a prescription insurance plan, well, here you go. Tell your pharmacy staff you'd like to enroll in Senior Dividends. We'll sign you up on the spot. No lengthy forms, no membership fees. It's free. Within 48 hours of your prescription purchase, your card will be credited with a dollar amount equal to 10% of the retail price. Every time you pay for a prescription, the balance on your card will increase by 10% of your prescription purchase. And you can use the balance however you wish at any Walgreens store. It's that simple. Is it? The problem, of course, and you're way ahead of me on this, if it's a $250 prescription and you don't happen to have the $250, do you happen to have $225?
So prescription drugs will be an integral part of the Medicare plan. Golden years.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune in to tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why don't
me?
You have something on that says he's a great goof, liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to Animal Talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Keep our promises to the elderly in America. This requires a sense that of urgency.
That's one of George's made-up words. This requires a sense of divergency. We're going to keep our promise to the seniors in America. This requires a sense of divergency. I defy you. I don't care who you are listening right now. If you have a PhD in linguistics, if you are a high school dropout, I don't care. Tell me what that means. Right. Can't. Because it doesn't mean anything. Will is calling from Atlanta. Hey, Will.
Divergency?
Yeah. yeah. A sense of divergency. That's how we're going to get the seniors a prescription drug plan or whatever the hell he said.
Well, it's, so much for one nation indivisible.
In divergency.
I mean, the guy is a blithering puppet idiot. And it's just, we got to realize that evil is manifest in the world. We so often, as a people, to say, oh, they didn't mean it. They don't really know what
they always mean it.
But yeah, it's intentional. It's purposive.
They,
I mean, they want to get back to feudalism.
Wait a minute, is that a made-up word? Purposive?
No.
Oh, it
they're
isn't?
Doing it on purpose.
Oh, they do it on purpose.
They're doing it. I mean, they want to go back to feudalism, where it's master and serf.
And they're getting damn close to it.
Right, but that's not what America is all about.
Well, it is George Bush's America is what it's about.
Yeah, but he's not American, neither was his daddy or his grandfather.
Yeah, but they're in control.
Right, but we have to simply...
remove them.
Remove them. We have to simply awaken them to the reality that they are false Americans. I mean, they are fascists.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
I mean, they're bleeding our economy, all these corporate payoffs, and they're nothing but mobster frontmen at the Fortune 500, and they're all there getting a free pass from the Ken Lay Congress.
Yeah.
And we got to simply stop it. These people are criminals. His father was a criminal. His grandfather was a criminal.
Okay, how do we do that?
Well, I think if we just simply recognize that there is evil in the world, and that we're not so sophisticated that we can't consider the possibility that thinkers like Cicero or Jefferson or Dr. King didn't have an accurate take on human reality.
Right.
And that there is. I mean, Jefferson referred to it as the engine for enslaving mankind.
Now, what's this got to do with Bush's plan for seniors, this little 10% discount card at Walgreens?
Well, they want to push back social Darwinism. They want to see the poor just die. They want to bring the illegal immigrants up here. I was talking to a black electrician today. And, you know, 20 years ago, you saw African-Americans doing, you know, coming up the ladder, being tradesmen, independent journeymen, and doing yard work, doing the menial jobs that we all did in high school and college summers and whatnot. And now it's strictly illegal immigrants. They'll have one guy with a green card on the crew as the intermediary between the illegals and the fat cat with a new pickup truck, a white guy running the show, or black guy running the show, taking advantage of this illegal labor force that's being brought in intentionally to destroy the working class. I mean, the working class is the stopper in the shooting the moon of the global false elite's game of hearts. I mean, they're going for to turn back the whole Jeffersonian revolution. And Bush is their front puppet right now, as was his daddy with the Carlyle Group. I mean, these people are unethical, they're immoral, they're criminal, they're treasonous. And we just simply have to awaken ourselves to that reality and pry their hands off of our necks, because they will destroy the American dream if we allow them to.
That's very true. Well put, Will. Thank you for checking in, pal.
Right on.
All right, sir. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. It's just because you're offering my Bible, baby. They don't mean I'm too sick to pray. I don't call it doctor, but I'm gonna get better, yeah. I don't run for the peace. I'm gonna find some faith. Who confront, who comfort the aged.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. As a Sunday contract deadline fast approaches, union employees of General Electric's U.S. operations have drawn a line in the sand. GE pays 80% of its employees' health insurance premiums and is looking to reduce its share even further. But yesterday, union negotiators reportedly rejected the company's bid for sharp increases in health care costs. A two-day strike earlier this year by GE's nearly 25,000 union workers was the first such walkout since 1969, but union leaders say they're ready to walk out again in order to maintain health insurance benefits.
The U.S. Mint in Denver is scrambling to deal with a petition signed by nearly three dozen women working there, charging the Mint with creating a workplace rife with sexual harassment and discrimination. The women say the behavior's been going on for years. Not only were they repeatedly passed over for promotion and subjected to sexist remarks, but in many cases, the only way they could move up the ladder was to have sex with supervisors.
Today marks the second annual World Day Against Child Labor, and this year, labor groups around the globe are focusing on the 1.2 million children trafficked each year into exploitative work. According to the International Labor Organization, children around the world are forced to work in mining, agriculture, and the commercial sex industry, while others are pressed into service as child soldiers.
Two new laws went into effect in the UK yesterday that offer workers more pension and privacy protections. The first sets up a government pensions insurance plan. In the event of a bankruptcy, the insurance plan will guarantee they recover at least a good portion of their pension investments. The second law bans most types of surveillance in the workplace unless employees are informed of the snooping in advance. A survey of more than 200 British companies done last year found one in five monitor employees' phone calls and emails on a daily basis.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Clint is calling from Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Clint.
Hi, Mike. How you doing tonight?
Doing fine, sir.
Yeah, that health care plan for the seniors, that's really a disgrace, isn't it?
Yeah, the prescription, George Bush will no more try to get a prescription drug plan, nor will the Republican Party, than they would try to give everybody end-stage lung cancer. It's just not going to happen. But Bush and his cronies get out there and play like, to use his words, play like they're going to try to get a prescription drug plan. Now, the thing that's weird about this, any a politician understands that the group of people that votes the most are people over the age of 55. They are the ones that go to the polls come hell or high water. You know, younger people, for whatever reason, don't vote that much. Middle-aged folks, okay, if it's convenient. But old people, by old people, I'm just using it generically. I'm talking about 55 up to 90. You know, those folks go to the polls and vote. So here Bush and the Republicans are deliberately slapping these people right across the face with a dead mackerel, lying to them, telling them, as they have done since George Bush was a candidate, telling them that they're interested in a health care, a prescription drug plan attached to Medicare. It's a lie. It's a total lie. And I just wonder why the older folks don't understand that. Maybe they do.
And doesn't he have some people from his in his administration that are, you know, from those big drug companies too?
Oh, sure. of course they are. He's chock-a-block with the oil industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and the weapons industry. That's where the probably 90% of the Bush crime family comes from. Those three industries.
It just amazes me, you know, with the high cost of drugs, because, you know, I have allergies and I take Allegra. And if I didn't have my insurance, it would cost me $85 here. And I can run across the border and pick up the same thing for $10.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Well, it is. It's a crime. It's criminal. It's un-American. It's capitalism at its stinkiest. But it will continue as long as we have Republicans in power anywhere, all the way down to local school boards, county commissions. Republicans have to be driven back into the jungles, the woods, behind the rock piles that they all came from. They need to be driven out of office, all of them, from the executive branch through the judiciary, the legislative branch, a local government, city, state, county. Republicans need to be the minority party. They need to be driven from office if this society is going to succeed.
I agree with you, Mike. Let's drive them out.
All right. Thanks, Clint.
Take care.
Appreciate your call. They do. They have to be just whipped. I mean, we need to get long whips and just beat them. Beat them back into the woods, into the jungles, into the mountains, into the deserts. Get them there. Just get them out of government. They're terrible, terrible. Republican Party politics they're anti-American. They're anti-freedom. They're anti-liberty. They're anti-justice. They're anti-fair play. God. They're anti-jobs. They're anti-everything. Republicans. Speaking of Republicans, another poll. President Bush's approval rating has dropped to 57% from 73% since April, as voters soured on his handling of the economy. This is another one of those Quinnipiac University surveys. It revealed that nearly twice as many American voters were more concerned about the sagging economy than about the possibility of terrorist attacks in the United States. Now, you and I have talked about this over and over and over again. Because we're Americans, we can handle just about anything until it hits us in the pocketbook. When it hits us in the pocketbook, when all of a sudden we can't spend, we can't buy, we can't pay our bills, all of a sudden, wham, that's it. It doesn't make any difference if half of our children are being exposed to chemicals and what am I trying to say, Kathy? Find me a word. Chemicals and pollutants, thank you, in the air, to the extent that half our kids are becoming asthmatic. Yeah, well, you know, I'll just get him an inhaler. It doesn't make any difference if we can't take our kids to the beach anymore. Well, you know, it's pretty nasty out there, you know. Lakes and parks, state parks, federal parks, forget about it. Watch out, honey, there's an oil derrick over there. You know, we tolerate, we put up with that, don't we, huh? Filthy, filthy streams and lakes, filthy air to breathe. Watching these monster-ass SUVs barreling down the road, just choking the atmosphere. But let it hit us in the wallet, and it gets our attention. Well, it's starting to hit us in the wallet. We've talked about this. This is what's going to defeat George Bush. It's not going to be a Democratic candidate. I like when they take these polls, like this one. It says, even though people are becoming disgusted with this thug, 53% would still vote for him against any potential Democratic nominee. Well, it doesn't say any. It says against potential Democratic nominees Joe Lieberman and John Kerry. Lieberman polled 40% to Bush's 53%. Kerry 37% to Bush's 53%. So even though at this point we understand, the majority of us now understand, that this thug, this warmonger, this Republican, this George Bush is ruining the country, 53% of us would still say, well, yeah, he's a real bastard, but, you know, I think I'll vote for him. So it's dropped to 57% approval, which and I wonder, what are those 57% of people approving? What is it they're approving? This is the mystery. This is the thing I can't quite get my brain around. Is it his domestic policies, his economic policies, his education policies, his environmental policies, his foreign policies? What is it? I wish one of you right-wing lurkers would call the program. You gutless, spineless little weasels that sit out there and listen to this program. Sure, after I just called you that, you'll call, right? Whatever, you know. Okay. I just wish one of you sweetheart Republican conservatives, one of you really nice but misguided men or women would call in and tell me what it is about George Bush that makes you all gaga. What has he done for you as the leader of this country?
Well, Mike, he wears a coat and tie to the Oval Office, and he doesn't have a girlfriend down there crawling around on the floor between his legs. How's that?
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Really good. The poll found that 45% of voters approved of Republican Bush's handling of the economy. 50% disapproved. So, see, it's starting to tilt. 50% disapprove of how Bush is handling the economy. 50%. 45% approve. Well, now, those 45... who in the hell are those 45?
Well, I like the fact that I'm unemployed. I like the fact that my unemployment benefits have run out twice. I like the fact that the Republican Party refuses to grant an extension of unemployment benefits, which extensions have always been granted in a two-year, three-year-long recession now. I think that's where we are. I like the fact that mortgage rates are very low, so I've been able to cash in all my equity in my house so I can still pay my bills and do this and that. I like the fact that I'm going to wind up upside down on my mortgage payments here pretty quick as soon as deflation hits. I like the fact that George Bush doesn't have a clue. Yes, sir, I'm in the 45% of voters who approve of Bush's handling of the economy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But at the same time, two-thirds, 67% of the total, describe the economy as not so good or poor. Well, if 67%, if two out of three are saying that, how can there be 45% of voters who approve? You see why that drives me crazy. I don't understand polls. I don't understand polls.
Asked whether they were more concerned about the U.S. economy than terrorist attacks, 61% of respondents said the economy. 32% replied terrorism.
2-to-1 margin. Pocketbook to boom. Now, a couple of weeks ago, a nationwide poll by Stony Brook University in New York showed nearly two-thirds of Americans, 65%, would rather have had Bush extend health care to 41 million uninsured people than cut taxes. So Bush goes ahead and signs a $350 billion tax cut package last month, which really, really, when the filthy Republican Party has their way with that tax cut bill, it's not going to be $350 billion. It's going to be $900 billion. So, you know, the numbers here are just crazy. Just crazy. We're going to hit a record budget deficit this year, $400 billion. A lot of people, you know, their eyes just glaze over. Say, I don't know what that means. That's the reason you don't have a job, Bubala. That's the it all works together. Bush is destroying the economy. Forget about what he's doing in Iraq, where 200 Americans have been shot dead, where thousands of Iraqis are dead, where the war is going on in Iraq. Remember the mission accomplished, landing on the deck of the aircraft carrier? How many Americans were killed there today? An F-16 was shot down today. An Apache helicopter went down today. What the hell? But Bush got his photo op on the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln. Too stupid to release his parachute harness. There he was.
Hey, I landed on this thing. I used to fly these.
So the polls now are starting to say the American people, the American sheeple, are starting to stop, bah, bah, and starting to, oh man, what the hell's going on? What's going on? Wait a second. Wait a minute. My son-in-law's been unemployed for 11 months.
I can't get health insurance anymore. My drug prices are going up. What's going on? My grandson, he goes to a school where there's 43 kids in his third grade class, and half of them are sitting in trailers. Wait, what's going on?
Maybe people are starting to wake up. Maybe people understand that this country cannot be run by a simian, by a monkey. It can't be done. This is not Planet of the Apes. It can't be done. He's got to be removed from office, legally and peacefully, but as soon as humanly possible. Dave is calling from Tampa. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Well, you were talking earlier about this, about the essentially the Walgreens thing and the Bush and President Dumbass, if I may refer to him that way, about him, you know, saying, "Oh, we're going to put a prescription drug benefit." And you know, I may be only 24 years old, and most people are thinking, you know, probably what is a 24-year-old think, you know, thinking about medical, you know.
Wait, slow down, because right. Because it's hard to understand you. Now, what
are you
saying?
I get kind of excited.
You get excited. All right, take a breath. Okay, now, you're the only 24-year-old that what?
Okay, they're probably wondering why a 24-year-old is calling in regarding, you know, senior, you know, medical benefits and stuff.
Right.
Well, I'll give you a reason why. My father is 77.
There you go.
He has emphysema. Now, granted, he smoked for 44 years, but, you know, I digress. He has emphysema. He has problems with his heart. The poor guy even had a heart attack and pneumonia at the same time over in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about his health, and that's why I find, at 24 years old, that's why I find preservation of both Medicare, you know, medical benefits for seniors and prescription
right.
drug benefits, as well as the, keeping Social Security afloat, both of them afloat.
All right. Now, what does your father do now for, does he have good health insurance, prescription drug insurance?
I see his Medicare.
Medicare, that's it. Well, then he doesn't have prescription drug coverage.
No, unfortunately, and that's why my stepmother gets where she ordered drugs from.
Canada?
Oh, Canada, yep.
So that's where your stepmother and father get their prescription drugs from Canada.
At least my father's, because my stepmother actually does have good health insurance. So she's retired, but she has good health insurance.
Right. Do you know Republicans are trying to pass a bill, a law that will stop people like your father from being able to get his medications from Canada? I guess you're aware of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I get the St. Petersburg Times because I will not subscribe to the Tampa Tribune, which is a conservative rag.
Right.
And I saw a political cartoon. I forget who was by, but it was one of the maybe alternative news weeklies or something. Anyway, it showed all these two big business, as Michael Moore would put it, stupid white men, free trade, companies moving their headquarters offshore. But then it shows this woman, saying, "Oh, I get my prescription drugs from Canada."
Uh-huh.
And they're saying, "Oh, that's unpatriotic. You're not contributing to,
right,
crazy."
Right.
And down here in Florida, God help us, Jeb Bush last year, he campaigned on the Silver Saver program.
Uh-huh.
How many seniors do you think there are here in the state of Florida? Millions?
Just millions. Just tens of millions.
Okay, the Senior Silver Saver program, for those who are listening here in Florida, helped 23,000 seniors. That's it.
23,000?
That's it.
There's more than that on over in St. Pete on Central Avenue from the pier out to 20th Street. You can find more than 37,000 seniors.
I know, and I grew up in Pinellas County, so Pinellas County is not just all retirees. There are some of us who are actually born there too, which
right,
is kind of crazy.
Right. Right.
But you were talking about also uninsured medical and also going off of polls.
Mm-hmm.
Medical benefits for everyone, and politicians stop paying attention to the polls. That's why I'm for Howard Dean.
All right. That's good.
A little plug in there for my candidate there. I couldn't help myself. But I just want to say, keep up the good work. Keep up telling the truth about, these wackos, that people like just because they're named after a piece of vegetation.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Have fun. Take care.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. All right. Stick around. Quick break here. Bob in Madison, Wisconsin. Our bureau chief up there is next on the horn. Right after this break. What is this, NPR? Where'd you get this music?
I'm begging you to stay out of my way.
I mentioned early on that I recognize there are hurdles and we're going to achieve those hurdles. There's no doubt in my mind we will.
But me. Everybody.
This is NPR.
But me.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it, Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly won't be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
On the IE America Radio Network.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with Animal?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on. This is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, we're at 800-TALK-YES. Our Madison, Wisconsin bureau chief is checking in. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Mike. Just wanted to give my opinion. You said that, you know, that Shrub had a 57% approval rating, and you were absolutely mystified as to why this happened.
Yes.
You live in America.
Well, we
are the land of consumer electronics, of fast food, and the fact that we dumb down everything. I mean, when this idiot was running for president, people said, oh, yeah, I'll lock him. You know, there were surveys that actually said he was a greater percentage of between him and Al Gore, people would like, he was the guy they'd like to go have a beer with.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a job where I had to drive over the road, and I'm sitting here looking at my radio, screaming at my radio. I wonder what people said when they were driving past me, going, you morons! He's not running for best friend! I mean, he's not national best friend, for God's sakes! I mean, he's running for president of the United States. I don't care how cold the SOB is who gets the job, so long as he knows what the hell he's doing.
Which, yeah, that should be a
But unfortunately, this is America where we have to soft pedal everything. He's a good guy. He's the kind of one person you want as a neighbor. No, he's the person I dealt with as a neighbor. He set my house on fire because he's an idiot. And his daughters would be taking my children out to get them drunk while they're underage.
That's true. That's right. They would. They would. They'd be corrupting all the kids, all the teenagers in the neighborhood.
You know, they go, that Al Gore. Yeah, well, you know, can anybody remember Chelsea Clinton getting busted for anything? Al Gore's kids, what has he got, three of them?
One of them got stopped for speeding, and I think they found some marijuana in his car.
Okay, well, yeah, and then he turned around and said, yep, I did it.
Yeah, that was a couple, 3 years ago, I think. I think that was the case. Maybe it wasn't marijuana, maybe it was just speeding.
Yeah, well, even then, it's, you know, nobody, you know, what, no. But then, of course, I'm amazed. No, it couldn't have been marijuana, otherwise the Republican spin machine would have gone, see?
Right.
I mean, there are times I sit in my cab and scream.
I understand.
Because there's not a passenger in it, which is a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Just sit there.
But the reason I don't understand the 57% of people who say he's doing a good job is, are these 57 people, do they exist in a parallel universe where the destruction to this economy is not going on?
I think it's... You're talking. I think you need to go and.
Hey, you remind me of Sam Kennison. Are we channeling Sam Kennison here?
Maybe. He was one of my favorite comedians, I got to confess. So, a lot of screaming, you know, that I did a lot of screaming when I was a kid anyway.
I hear that. Hey, Bob, thanks for checking
in. Okay.
All right, sir. Have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, truth seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of the Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Israel has launched its third airstrike in 24 hours on the Islamic militant group Hamas. The attack in Gaza targeted two cars carrying Hamas activists, killing seven people. It comes a day after a Hamas suicide bomber blew himself up on a busy Jerusalem bus, leaving 17 dead, Judith Smeltzer reports.
The latest Israeli airstrike killed a member of the Hamas military wing, along with his wife and small child. The previous strike left two low-level Hamas activists dead. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon vowed to hunt down Palestinian militants after this week's attack on a Jerusalem bus that killed 16 and injured 100. For its part, Hamas says it's ordered its activists to carry out more attacks on Israelis. The new upsurge in violence comes just 1 week after President Bush launched a new peace initiative at a landmark Israeli-Palestinian summit. Judith Smeltzer reporting.
President Bush was once again talking up his plan today to change the Medicare system in America. As Ted Larson reports from New Britain, Connecticut, Bush says his proposal would bring a much-needed update to Medicare.
The president spoke to a packed house of more than 200 doctors, seniors, and others at New Britain General Hospital, calling for Congress to enact sweeping changes to an antiquated Medicare system.
Congress must understand we've got a problem with Medicare. They should not politicize the issue. They ought to focus on what's best for our fellow Americans and get a package done. And the House needs to get it done, and the Senate needs to get it done prior to the 4th of July break.
Bush also announced that the FDA will be stepping up efforts to quicken the release of cheaper generic prescription drugs. Ted Larson, New Britain, Connecticut.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell says he doesn't believe a deal can be cut with unions representing workers at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, so he wants a unified workforce.
Workers at the Pennsylvania Convention Center shall be hired and be employees of the Convention Center Authority. They will be a unified workforce, all workers required to do any work assignment that's given to them.
The governor says making the workers state employees is the only way to bring conventions back to the center. A similar move was made in New York City and brought about protests that needed the National Guard to break up. Yet Governor Rendell says he believes the unions can be part of a new deal, but only representing state workers who will work at the facility. The governor thinks a deal can be approved by the legislature before its summer recess and could include money for the convention center expansion.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
A household name has passed away. Veteran news broadcaster David Brinkley has died at his home in Houston, Texas at the age of 82. Brinkley's almost half a century long career started out when he co-anchored NBC's evening television news program. His broadcast spanned the careers of 11 U.S. presidents from Roosevelt to the Clinton administration. His unique brand of wry wit, along with the signature closing, "Good night, Chet." Good night, David, from the revolutionary The Huntley Brinkley Report, made him easily recognized. That program lasted until 1970 when Huntley retired. He died just 4 years later. When asked what he thought his legacy to TV news broadcasting would be, Brinkley once told Broadcasting Magazine, quote, "No one has been able to think of a better way to do it." On Wall Street, stocks were slightly higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 13 points to finish at 91.96. The NASDAQ added 7 points to 16.53. The S&P 500 finished up a point to 9.98. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire? And what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months. This high voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. A couple more things I want to drop in here, and then back to your phone calls. And you've got to hear this sound that we have for you. Rumsfeld, I don't know, losing it on some level, but we'll get to that in a second. There is another study. This is probably not going to affect a whole lot of the listeners to this program, but the ranks of the world's millionaires increased in 2002, but at a slower pace than in the past because of weak global economies and stock market declines. So we have more millionaires, but the rate of increase is slowing down. How about that? An annual study released yesterday estimates that there were 7.3 million people in the world with financial assets of $1 million or more at the end of 2002. That's up 2.1% from the previous year. But that increase is down from 3% in 2001. And that increase, 2.1% uptick of millionaires on the planet, that's the lowest rise in the survey's seven-year history. Interesting, they only started doing this survey during the Clinton years. The number of millionaires actually dropped last year in North America, which includes Canada and the United States, and in Latin America, but it rose in other regions. The why am I doing this?
The wealth these people have amassed, meanwhile, grew 3.6% in 2002 to now total $27.2 trillion. $7 million people control $27 trillion. Now, Europe has the Europe is the region with the largest number of millionaires. North America comes in second. The Asia-Pacific region is third. Latin America is fourth. Middle East is fifth. Africa is sixth. Okay. Just thought you might like to know that. Nadine is calling our Honolulu Bureau Chief. Hey, Nadine.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Doing fine.
Well, there are two things, one I just found, about the polls.
Okay, the Bush poll?
Yeah, I was talking to somebody who used to be a pollster at one point or another.
Uh-huh.
There's something that he pointed out, which I found very interesting. He said that usually when polls are scientific, aka you can trust them, the level of cognitive dissonance is basically fits their margin of error, or it's 5 points.
Oh, yeah?
Up to 10 points from it.
Oh, yeah?
Now, check polls, for instance, for AOL.
Right.
Or CNN.
Yeah, but those are not real polls.
Exactly.
Right.
That is the point he raised.
Right.
If these polls were scientific, all the polls were saying, the difference between these non-scientific polls
uh-huh.
and the scientific polls uh-huh. would be within striking distance.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because people are able to hold opposing concepts in their head at the same time.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So what he said was very, very interesting. He said, whenever the polls are scientific and they actually reflect what's going on,
uh-huh.
The most you have a 10-point difference.
From 10-point difference from?
From what they give you in the official poll and what CNN would find out in Lou Dobbs.
Mm-hmm.
Money line. But we're having a difference that is anywhere from 25 to 30 points in some cases.
So what you're saying, I guess, then, is what a lot of people have said, the polls are nonsense.
The polls are cooked.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only that, but I've been hearing something very, very interesting. When they get what they don't like to hear,
uh-huh.
I don't approve what the president is saying,
uh-huh.
they just hang the phone.
They just what?
Hang up the phone. They don't continue with the interview.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all, Nadine.
No, it doesn't. Now, here's one that I just found on the web while going through through sites, and I sent it to you as well, about Walmart basically starting to put chips to follow the buying habits of customers.
Chips?
Yes.
Like in a card?
Yes, they're basically going to use them. They're from they were developed by MIT.
Uh-huh.
They're they're going to be putting them on shelves. They're basically called radio frequency ID sensors.
This is different from like the cards in supermarkets that you have to sign up for it, and then you get discounts when you use the card.
Yes, this is different.
This is different.
What they're doing is that they're going to put them on things like Gillette products,
mm-hmm.
and they'd rather you didn't know about it. Apparently, a PhD student at Harvard found this out. I just sent you the whole thing.
Okay, well, I'll take a look at it.
And it's quite scary, because I know the use of things like this.
All right.
Okay?
Let me take a look at it, and maybe we can use it as a topic.
Exactly.
Thanks, Nadine.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a nice evening. All right, hold on just a second, because I want to do some of this Rumsfeld stuff. First of all, the news in the past couple of days about U.S. soldiers dying, Apache helicopter shot down, an F-16 fighter crashed southwest of Baghdad today for as yet unknown reasons, at least when the Daily Telegraph Australian newspaper published this. 6:30 a.m. local time, a U.S. Air Force F-16 CG fighter aircraft crashed southwest of Baghdad. The aircraft was flying from a forward-deployed airbase in Southwest Asia, supporting operations in Iraq. Southwest Asia. I guess that would be Afghanistan, right? The pilot reportedly ejected safely and was rescued, transported to the nearest facility for medical care. The cause of the incident is unknown. Okay. You can take that for what it's worth, an accident, or it was shot down. Apache helicopter apparently was shot down. Now, remember, George Bush said mission accomplished and strutted around the deck of the aircraft carrier like a rooster on cocaine. When was that? Was that in May sometime? I don't know. When the hell was it? Have no idea. Seems like a dream I had a long time ago. Well, anyway, Donald Rumsfeld was in Brussels, where NATO's headquarters is, Brussels, Belgium. And he's threatening the Belgians now. He's saying that they're going to move NATO's headquarters if Belgium doesn't do something about that law they have regarding war criminals, that law that has targeted, among other people, U.S. General Tommy Franks as a war criminal. What Rumsfeld did, he really socked it to his Belgian host today when he suggested NATO headquarters could be moved elsewhere because of this war crimes law. He said the law, which allows Belgian courts to try foreigners for alleged war crimes, no matter where they occurred, that those courts, in Rumsfeld's words, quote, provides a platform for divisive politicized lawsuits. Divisive politicized lawsuits. He went on to say, it shouldn't take a genius to understand it's a problem. It would obviously not be easy for U.S. officials or potentially coalition officials, civilian or military, to come to Belgium for meetings. Certainly, until this matter is resolved, we will have to oppose any further spending for construction for a new NATO headquarters here in Brussels. Now, what is he saying? He said it would obviously not be easy for U.S. officials. What does that mean, moron? Does that mean that we have officials who a case can be made against them for war crimes? Oh, I guess it does. Numero uno right now on that list is U.S. General Tommy Franks. He became the latest target of the law after a group of 19 Baghdad residents filed a war crimes lawsuit against him a few weeks ago. Now, that suit, though, has since been transferred to the United States by Belgian authorities. They're not interested in Tommy Franks at the war crimes trial headquarters in Brussels. It's been sent to the U.S. in an attempt by the Belgians to ease an already strained relationship with the United States. So that one's off the table. Rumsfeld said it was up to Belgium to decide what to do about the law. Well, oh, God, oh, man. Control yourself, Malloy. He said it was up to Belgium to decide what to do about the law. However, he said U.S. funding for an expanded NATO headquarters would be withheld until something was done. Well, I say the Belgians should do nothing. What the hell do we need NATO for anyway? Remember what the North Atlantic Treaty Organization was designed and constituted for? That's right, to stop the Soviet Union's thousands of tanks rolling across Germany. That's what NATO was about. What the hell do we need? Bill Clinton already misused NATO in the attack on Yugoslavia. Now, was there a justifiable reason to go to war against Serbia because of what was happening to the... I'm drawing a blank again. The people the Serbs were terrorizing. Was there justifiable reason to go to war? Possibly, but it was not for NATO to do. The NATO Charter says a NATO nation has to be attacked, and no NATO nation was attacked. So if you want to be honest about it, Bill Clinton misused NATO. I remember being on WLS in Chicago screaming about this issue. That Bill Clinton was setting a dangerous precedent. So. Maybe The Belgians will look at Rumsfeld and say, you know, he's just a crazy old bastard. All right, we don't want your money. Maybe that will deny the construction of NATO headquarters or the reconstruction or whatever they're doing. And NATO, since it has no use whatsoever any longer, does it? Does the North Atlantic Treaty Organization have any use whatsoever any longer? No, it doesn't. It was designed to be a counterweight against the Warsaw Pact and the Soviet Union, which neither of which exists. Right? Of course, you knew this, didn't you?
Smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
If you're among the millions of workers and shareholders who are sick of seeing your companies crash while the pampered CEOs who caused the wreck skip gaily away with tens of millions of dollars in lavish pay packages, you might want to look to England for hope. There's been a long simmering political debate across the pond about the unseemly self-enrichment of their corporate chieftains. Even though CEO pay there still is a fraction of the sums paid to corporate royalty here in America. But some British wannabes have been steadily pushing to bring buccaneering off-the-charts U.S.-style pay levels to England. For example, the aptly named Sir Christopher Hogg, chairman of the global drug giant GlaxoSmithKline, claims that British pay levels must become competitive with the king's ransoms paid to American CEOs. Hogwash, shout England's shareholder and worker groups, who've seen the destructive results in America when the fortunes of top executives are separated from the well-being of everyone else. These egalitarian forces have been fighting the Sir Hogs and winning. In January, a new law passed requiring large British corporations to, one, disclose details of pay packages, and, two, put them to a vote by shareholders. The law is working. In May, shareholders and union pensioners gave Sir Hogg's own corporation a comeuppance, voting down the proposed deal for Glaxo's CEO, who would have gotten a special $24 million payout even if he had bankrupted the company. Now, to avoid similar public humiliation, honchos at the retailing giant Kingfisher are scaling down their extravagant deals prior to facing shareholders at their upcoming meeting. This is Jim Hightower saying, the rebellion is on. And not only are the Brits storming the barricades of CEO power, but it's happening here, too. To help foster the rebellion among American shareholders, call United for a Fair Economy, 617-423-2148.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. All right. You're with me here. Rumsfeld is in Brussels, and he's telling the Belgians, he's saying, you know, Belgians, you're really pissing me off, and you don't want to piss me off, or I just may come and bomb your country. I may liberate your people. All right, I want you to hear what Rumsfeld had to say today. All right. He's at the NATO ministerial meeting in Brussels, Belgium. Now, he doesn't like it, you see, when Belgium accuses U.S. leaders of war crimes or sues them in court for these crimes. So he wants to pick up his war toys and go home.
The United States rejects the presumed authority of Belgian courts to try General Franks, Colonel McCoy, Vice President Cheney, Secretary Powell, and General Schwarzkopf, as well as former President Bush.
Woo!
By passing this law, Belgium has turned its legal system into a platform for divisive, politicized lawsuits against her NATO allies.
Wow, that's quite a list you got there, Rummy. You know, your name is on there, too. I'm surprised you didn't mention it. I don't think it's a divisive a platform for divisive politicized lawsuits. What the hell gives here? Are white Americans, all right, Colin Powell's almost white, are white Americans the only people on the planet who can't commit war crimes when they invade a sovereign nation and commit death and destruction? Are we the only ones? If the Israelis do it, if the Palestinians do it, if the, who else? If the Hutu do it, if the Tutsis do it, if the South Africans do it, if the Nicaraguans do it, it's war crimes. But if we do it, it's liberation. You ever notice that? Typical of this insane bully, this Rumsfeld punk, he threatens NATO and Belgium.
Belgium needs to recognize that there are consequences to its actions, and this law calls into serious question whether NATO can continue to hold meetings in Belgium and whether senior U.S. officials, military and civilian, will be able to continue to visit international organizations in Belgium. I would submit that that could be the case for other NATO allies as well.
Oh, see, don't you like, he's such a great mafia enforcer, and I apologize to the mafia listeners, mafia family listeners in my audience. I do apologize. Thank God my Uncle Victorio is dead. So I do apologize. But doesn't he sound like that? He sounds like the guy that they send out, right, to the local dry cleaning establishment. Look, let me tell you something, Luigi. My name is Donald Rumsfeldo, and I just want to tell you something. You know, I'm going to be here every Thursday. I'm going to be here to collect the money. And if you don't have the money, the first thing we'll do is break your face. The next thing we'll do is break your legs. Next thing we'll do is firebomb your establishment. So, okay, everything clear? Okay, hey. You know, just that kind of almost morose sound to his voice. You know, as long as Belgium plays these little games, you know, there's consequences for those kinds of actions, and, you know, we may not be able to meet here anymore. Now he threatens to withhold U.S. funding of the new NATO headquarters in Belgium unless he gets his way. You're going to do it my way, my way.
Certainly until this matter is resolved, we will have to oppose any further spending for construction for a new NATO headquarters here in Brussels.
You little
It
bastard.
Would be obviously not easy for U.S. officials or potentially coalition officials, civilian or military, to come to Belgium for meetings.
You already
therefore,
said that.
My position and our position is that it does not make much sense to build a new headquarters if you couldn't come here for meetings.
Yeah, you know. Of course, now he's repeating himself. Did you hear that? Okay, now I've got two more for you. Is this brain damage? Yeah, okay. That's good music. Okay, I got two more for you, and I'm going to play them for you when we come back. Then your phone calls. Stay with us.
Is in my head.
You raise the blade. You make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane.
You lock the door.
Lock the door.
Throw away the key.
Throw away the key.
There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
It ain't me.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Delegates from around the world met earlier this year to assess the global supply of fresh water. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Thousands of the world's water experts and government officials met last March for the third of a series of World Water Forums. The most recent one was held in Kyoto, Japan, and it focused on water problems that affect virtually every part of the globe. The take-home message from the meeting is that major changes are needed everywhere in the management of fresh water. Ali Shadi is founder of the World Water Council, the group that organized the forum. Shadi says most water experts and many governments agree that the world is facing a water crisis.
The first most common one is water scarcity, where there is a permanent water shortage. Right now we have 26 countries with about 350 million people who suffer from permanent water shortage. And we expect by the year 2050, about two-thirds of the world will fall in this category.
Shadi says many countries don't have enough fresh water for the most basic human needs, for drinking, bathing, and growing food. Shadi says other problems include pollution and a lack of funding for dams, irrigation, and water treatment facilities. Shadi says participants in the World Water Forum had a lot of different ideas on how to deal with these problems, but he says they all agree that water management in the past has not been adequate. And he says if steps aren't taken to fix current problems, they're likely to grow worse in the future.
We cannot do business as usual anymore. That's a message that everybody carries home.
Shadi hopes the World Water Forum has drawn attention to the need for action on major water problems. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
All right, 27 before the hour. Just two more of these, very quick, and then we're coming to your calls. This is the highly over-medicated Donald Rumsfeld at the NATO ministerial meeting today in Brussels, Belgium. Now, he's threatening another sovereign nation. That's what these sons of bitches do. It doesn't make any difference. It can be Iraq. It can be North Korea. It can be Italy. It can be Germany. It can be France. Now it's Belgium. They don't care. They will threaten because they represent the United States of America. And as in case people don't know, Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and Armitage and Pearl and the rest of these people, Cheney, make it very clear, we are the only superpower left. And if you don't like what we're doing, we will kick your ass. We will destroy you. We will either destroy you economically, we will destroy you militarily, we will infiltrate and overthrow your government, we will assassinate your leadership, so you better sit down and shut up. Especially the countries of old Europe, like Belgium. Now, in this last clip, Rumsfeld clearly is suffering some sort of senility. He keeps calling Brussels Baghdad. And even when the press, the assembled robots, even when they laugh at his mistake, he keeps on saying it. Now remember, he's in Brussels. I've just played three or four sound bites for you where he keeps referring to Brussels and to Belgium. Listen to this.
For our part, we will have to seriously consider whether we can allow senior uniformed and civilian officials to come to Baghdad. Because of the charges flowing out of the suits in Baghdad, the activities in Baghdad.
Now you tell me. Now you can make a case that George W. Bush is the most ignorant little twerp ever to occupy the Oval Office. But this is Donald Rumsfeld. This is Donald Rumsfeld calling Brussels Baghdad. And even, play it again, Kathy, because even when the press laughs at him, he keeps going.
For our part, we will have to seriously consider whether we can allow senior uniformed and civilian officials to come to Baghdad. Because of the charges flowing out of the suits in Baghdad, the activities in Baghdad.
You got to wonder what Rumsfeld thought when the press corps laughs at him. And he kept right on going. The first time in that quote where he refers to Brussels as Baghdad and they laugh, you just have to wonder, don't you? All right. Here's the last one. He's still at the NATO ministerial meeting today in Brussels, Belgium. Following the meeting and prior to some of those sound bites we just played for you, a reporter asked this question. Mr. Rumsfeld, do you feel you or the United States is losing credibility in the world because no weapons of mass destruction have been found in Iraq?
It's a country the size of California. We have not found Saddam Hussein either, and I don't think anyone's wondering if he was really there. He was. And as the interrogation project continues, my guess is that what will take place is, over a period of some time, we'll find individuals. Indeed, I can say already we are finding individuals who have been involved in programs. And we'll find documentation, and we'll find go computers and things that will enable us to go find the remnants of their programs.
The remnants of the programs? Is that what he just said? In that quote, he says about Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein. Was it Saddam Hussein? Are we in Baghdad or Brussels? Where are we? We have not found Saddam Hussein either, and I don't think anyone's wondering if he was really there. And then he says he was, and as the interrogation project continues, interrogation project. Now, what could an interrogation project do or be? Is that the project where they start stretching your body parts one from the other to see how much elasticity your body has before something pops out of its socket? Is that the interrogation project? But you notice how every one of these thugs, these American murderers are on the same page now. It's not weapons of mass destruction. It's weapons programs.
And now Rumsfeld has taken it another step. It is now the remnants of those programs. The remnants of those, but no programs, no weapons, but maybe a little blip here on a computer, a little program over here on another computer, and as soon as we pull enough arms out of the sockets and enough legs out of the sockets, you know, by God, I think we can probably track some of these programs down, at least the remnants. Is Donald Rumsfeld not admitting right there that he knows, there are no weapons of mass destruction. There were none prior to the invasion. Did Iraq ever have them? Why, hell yes, they did. And they used them. They used them in their war against Iran. They used them in the punishment of the Kurds. They used them after the first Gulf War when Pappy Bush incited the Shia to rise up against Saddam and then abandoned them to slaughter. But the weapons came from the United States and the United Kingdom and Germany and France and Russia. And the weapons were destroyed. There are no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And Rumsfeld knows it, and Wolfowitz knows it, and Pearl knows it, and Abrams knows it, and Cheney knows it, and Armitage knows it. The only one who doesn't know it is too stupid to be president, who gets up from his Game Boy or his afternoon nap. Did we find him yet? Huh? Huh? Uncle Dick, did we find the weapons yet? We didn't find them yet? Okay. Kaz is calling from Painesdale, is that right? Painesdale, Michigan. Is that right, Kaz?
That's correct.
Your first time calling, huh?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome aboard.
Okay. Well, first thing I'm going to do is thank people like you for being on the air and giving us liberals a little relief that there aren't only the rummies and the too stupid to be presidents out there. But, so you put up quite a bit on the plate since you incited me to call.
I know. I apologize.
Well, that's all right. But, when you're at that comment you made, you couldn't understand, or I know you understand why, but, you know, the 50% approval of the, of this Nazi regime we've got. Well, the thing is, first thing that come to mind is never underestimate the stupidity of the American people. I mean, that made P.T. Barnum very, very rich.
Right.
And then there's a comment, I'm a Vietnam vet, and our vet group up here, I mean, they are Republican all the way, and I can't understand why, but one example is one of the vets, he was screaming about how the budget for the veterans has been cut, and then all of a sudden, well, we've got a couple of Democrats here in Michigan. I can't think of his name. Levin and Stupak.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's screaming that little Stupak, which is just a representative up here. You know, like it was his fault.
It was the Bush administration, the Bush
exactly.
budget. Did you point that out to him?
Exactly.
Did you say, "Are you crazy"?
Yeah.
And what did this Republican say when you...
They're just, I don't know, they're, like this little area where I'm from up here, we've got a lot of Christians, we've got a lot of nationalities, but I think we don't have enough Americans up here. And this is a very small area up here. And a lot of them going, another remark that really bothers me is, that was one of my Rush Limbaugh's remarks, but it's repeated quite often. Can you imagine what it would have been like, you know, if Al Gore was in charge when the towers were hit? Well, you know, the towers would have never been hit if Al Gore was in there. And I honestly, personally believe that this Nazi administration was responsible for that. If you haven't got if you haven't got a disaster, create a disaster. I believe that they are operating out of the Nazi handbook. I really do. I'm afraid.
Well, at the very least, it is my firm conviction, and I will never change my mind on this now that we are 2 years out from that attack on this country, almost 2 years out. It is my firm conviction that if the Bush crime family didn't actively plan this attack, they knew of it. They knew it was going to happen and willfully chose to do nothing to give them the rationale to do what they've done since September 11th. A lockdown on civil liberties in this country, an attack on Iraq, an attack on Afghanistan, and both of those countries had to do with oil pipelines or oil itself.
Exactly.
I am convinced now, after 30 years or however long it's been, that Lee Harvey Oswald was the fall guy and the patsy, and he had as much to do with the killing of John Kennedy as I did.
Exactly.
As far as the attack on this country on September 11th, the Bush crime family is involved in that up to its eyeballs. If they didn't plan every single move, they were aware of it and decided to do nothing.
I believe that, and there are a lot of people that are with you. Their problem is this damn media that they call the liberal media. I mean, we are way outnumbered. I'm so happy that, you know, to hear guys like you. And I don't know, it's my last comment. The day democracy died was the day the Supreme Court installed that son of a bitch.
I hear you loud and clear. Thanks, Kaz.
You betcha.
I hope you call
it. Keep it up, Mike. We love you, man.
Well, I hope you call again.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care. No, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist. You don't have to put on your tinfoil hat to make a statement like what I just made. That's it. I mean, after reading everything I could get my hands on for almost 2 years now, listening to as many different points of view on this as I could, I am utterly and absolutely convinced that the Bush administration, at the very least, knew that a horrendous attack was in the planning stages and execution stages against this country, and actively chose to do nothing, to let it happen. So I accuse them of complicity in mass murder. I'm not kidding. I don't say things on this program for the shock value. These people should be tried. If not criminal charges against them, there should be civil charges leveled against them. You talk about dereliction of duty. We're talking about, for Christ's sake, the United States of America, the executive branch of government. And look what they've done. Look what they've done. Kathy is calling from Tampa. Kathy, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yes, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Thank you for being here so that we can voice our side.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're the second caller from Tampa. This just thrills me. I've got two daughters that live in Tampa, and I lived there twice myself.
Well, guess what? That other caller was my husband.
Well, good.
We were both in the military. I was in for 4 years. Like he told you last night, he was in for 20.
Right.
And part of what I had that was different than what he had was I was stationed in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for the chief of naval personnel. I worked in his secretariat, mm-hmm. which is the office right outside, basically his group of guys who worked on stuff.
Right.
I know personally from things that I've seen written, things that I've seen covered, files that I've seen, that things are spun on all different levels of government.
Sure.
But I'm going to tell you, I have never seen a more megalomaniacal bunch of people since the Nixon administration than this group of people. Uncle Don, the enforcer, you know.
Oh, my God, yeah.
To go to your thing about the mafia, you can call him Uncle Don, the enforcer, because that's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about the weapons of mass destruction and what most disturbs me is that people say, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We've made these people free. We've liberated them. I'm like, you're crazy. Okay.
the suffering that's going on in Iraq right now is a different kind of we didn't liberate them. What we handed them was utter chaos, a breakdown of law and order. Now, I'm not defending Saddam Hussein. I think he was just a total rat bastard. I think his people should have risen up against him and removed him. That's not the issue. The issue is not how much of a tyrant Saddam Hussein was. The issue was, to me anyway, that the United States military was used in an absolute, deliberate, and direct lie to the American people. Now, I have I know the military. I'm not so naive as to believe the military hasn't been abused in the past. I know it has been, but not
to this degree.
Not to the degree where we will do something like this. Not to the degree where American soldiers are killed. So that this administration can take your pick, have military bases in Iraq, assist Israel, whatever their motive was, it was not the freedom or the liberty of the Iraqi people.
No, it wasn't.
What they have been handed is anarchy. Hey, let me put you on hold, Kathy. I'll come back in a second. We have to take a quick break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This place is so good, and this place is so good, dark. I do not feel the moment. I do not catch the spark.
For time, it's going to be important for nations to know they will be held accountable for inactivity. You're either with us or you're against us.
Of darkness any longer.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
The place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffens Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
narwhal,
Talk. We talk Oscar, about what you do to your animals whale, and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Come, Firebat.
I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Free radio, only with Mike Malloy.
Told me understood exactly how I think.
5 before the hour, we're talking with Kathy, who's called in from Tampa. Kathy, thanks for holding on.
That's okay. I have basically two questions,
okay,
Mike. The first one is, do you think that this administration is getting desperate enough with this questioning of weapons of mass destruction issue and all the people that they're sending over there to plant something?
The quick answer is yes.
And my second part is, if the American public ever finds out about it, do you think that the people are so duped that they would not impeach or ask for this idiot's resignation?
Well, you know, that's a tough one. When it became clear that Richard Nixon was going insane and that he had egregiously violated his oath of office, the Republican leadership went to him and said, we need to tell you this. You are going to have articles of impeachment voted against you, and you will be convicted in the Senate. You better resign. But it was Republicans who went to Nixon and told him to do that, not Democrats. Now, I think a couple Democrats may have tagged along. But this is back in the early 70s, when there were still Republican leaders in this country who weren't psychopathic ideologues. These were people who,
exactly,
who were just Republicans. Now, if it turns out that this country was taken into war and that American soldiers were killed and Iraqi civilians were killed for no reason other than George Bush's impatience and his greed and his lust for the Iraqi oil fields, or whatever the reason is, if it is not the reasons for which this war, the reasons that were stated for this war, then I think, of course, George Bush should be removed from office. But as long as the Republicans control both houses, of the Congress, both the House and the Senate, there is no way to hold impeachment hearings. The Republican Party, since it has become totally corrupted,
right,
would no more allow, after Nixon's resignation and after what they did to Bill Clinton, they would no more allow George Bush to be impeached than fly to the moon. They simply would not allow it, and it has to arise in the House. And it has to be through the House Judiciary Committee, and,
uh-huh,
and that House or that committee is controlled by Republicans. No,
right,
it's not going to happen. Now, the only way it would happen is if Bush is reelected and Democrats get control of the House and the Senate. Then he's toast. Then he's out of here. He'll never serve a second term.
Yeah, he's crazy, first of all.
I think so. Kathy, I'm glad you found the program, and I thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, you too. Hope you call again. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
You hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah,
yes,
I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. U.S. soldiers in Iraq are facing organized resistance by loyalists to Saddam Hussein. Paul Bremer, the U.S. Civil Administrator of Post-War Iraq, spoke of the instability during a teleconference with the House Armed Services Committee. Bremer blamed remnant members of the Fedayeen Ba'ath Party and the fallen Republican Guard for taking part in, quote, pure political sabotage. He says as many as 5 to 10 men are leading the resistance both west and north of Baghdad. In addition to lawlessness, Bremer said they are spreading rumors that Saddam will be making a comeback. He warned that these loyalists are being watched closely to see if they evolve into a more organized problem. Roughly 140,000 U.S. troops remain in Iraq. A Little League mom in Wakefield, Massachusetts, accused of attacking an 11-year-old boy at her son's game, pleaded not guilty to assault and battery charges today. The judge rejected a request to drop the charges against Valerie Yiannakopoulos. Attorney Thomas Orlandi says his client is getting professional help.
My client obviously is very emotionally distressed. She believes it never should have happened. She's trying to get counseling for herself and her family and go on with their life.
Yiannakopoulos allegedly kicked the young boy at her son's game last month because he was cheering for the other team. The judge freed Yiannakopoulos on her own personal recognizance, but told her not to attend any more Little League games. She'll be back in court in August. The U.S. is investigating the mysterious disappearance of a Boeing 727 from Africa. The privately owned jet took off from the Angolan capital on May 25th and has not been heard from since. The pilot made no flight plan and didn't tell the control tower where the plane was headed. The State Department is concerned, fearing the plane might be used for a terrorist attack. U.S. embassies and missions in Africa are being urged to contact aviation authorities for information so that they are aware of any potential threat.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days. Guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Prosecutors in New Jersey announced indictments today in the January 2000 Seton Hall University dorm fire. Steve Sandberg has this report.
Since much of the physical evidence was destroyed, investigators in the Seton Hall University dorm fire relied heavily on witness interviews and even went undercover to crack the three-year case. Acting Essex County Prosecutor Donald Campolo says they even encountered an elaborate cover-up.
Individuals began to engage in a cover-up from day one, and it made our task nearly impossible.
Among the 60-plus counts against 21-year-old Sean Ryan and Joseph Lepore is felony murder. Lepore's parents, sister, and a classmate also face obstruction and witness tampering charges. Steve Sandberg, Newark.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Security at U.S. ports is being boosted. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says the goal is to screen and board 100% of high-risk vessels heading to U.S. ports. The plan includes sending inspectors to overseas regions where terrorists might try to smuggle out weapons of mass destruction. Additionally, state and local governments will be getting large federal grants to help them strengthen domestic port security. Ridge unveiled the new measures during a visit to Port Elizabeth, New Jersey. He said, "We are more secure because we share more information with the people who need it." He added, "We are more secure, but obviously more work remains." Ridge said security maneuvering must remain fluid and flexible to respond to the changing tactics of terrorists. Stocks edged slightly higher today as Wall Street considered a batch of lukewarm economic reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 13 points to finish at 91.96. The NASDAQ added 7 points to 16.53. The S&P 500 squeaked out a gain of 1 point to 9.98. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You know every substance is a liquid, a gas, or a solid. But if the air in your community is more like a solid than a gas, stay tuned. When I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com. You can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
7 past the hour. Welcome back. We're at 800 TalkCast. All right, I know a lot of people here have just been holding on. So before we get into anything different, let's do some of your calls here. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke. Yo, Luke. I think Luke went to sleep. Hey, Luke! All right, let me put him back on hold. I swear to God, I hear somebody in the background kind of like... Joe is calling, our Brookings, Oregon bureau chief. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, about the whole deal with Donald Rumsfeld and they take a NATO headquarters out of Belgium.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you know, about the Donald Rumsfeld, you know, it's not that I dislike the old guy. It's, you know, it's just that I really hate his filthy, rotten guts. Because man, what an idiot! You know, this story is so damn idiotic. I hardly even know where to begin. You know, in the first place, NATO, this still exists.
Right. Well, that's kind of the point. That's one point. There are tandem points here. There might be three different points here that are just ludicrous. First of all, as you point out, as I said a little while ago, NATO. What the hell is NATO still around for? But the fact that Rumsfeld, just a little tight ass that he is, he travels around the world now, dictating to people, to governments what they will and will not do. I mean, Jesus, the arrogance of this is just, it's breathtaking.
Well, he's able to do that because he's the sexiest 800-year-old man on the face of the earth.
Only to Republican women.
Well, there you go. You know, you know, well, hell's bells, the Republican women, they think, you know, Andy Griffith's a young feller. You know, and then, we don't want, wasn't NATO against our stupid little war in Iraq? So, you know, why would we even bother? You know, hell, we're the United States of America. We're the big bully on the block anyway. What are we doing in NATO in the first place? NATO couldn't exist without the United States of America. So, you know, this thing about, and then, the deal is, we're gonna, I'm sorry. The thing is about we are not going to take directions from NATO or anybody. Who the hell is going to come up to us and tell us, yeah, so-and-so is a war criminal, and we're going to put so-and-so in prison because they committed war crimes? Nobody's going to do that.
No, we are the only country on the planet whose military and civilian leaders are totally above the law, A, or B, we are so righteous and so good and so blessed by God that any action that we commit or perpetrate, no matter how many innocent people die, no matter how much slaughter results from our action, no matter how many international laws are broken, it's still all for the good of humankind. And therefore, the mere thought of a human rights court in Belgium, for Christ's sake, saying that our great and illustrious leader, Tommy Franks, should be tried for war crimes, that our great and illustrious former leader, George Herbert Bush, should be tried for war crimes, that the mass murderer, Henry Kissinger, should be tried for war crimes. The audacity of these people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sorry I stumbled around there for about 15 hours, but the whole idea of having a Nuremberg war crimes trial court set up these days, the whole day, the whole concept is anachronistic because the United States ain't going to have nothing to do with it if somebody's going to be accusing us of war crimes, so just forget about the whole thing anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks, Joe. And it's not even on the model of Nuremberg. It really isn't. Not to nitpick, Joe. It's simply a Milosevic, a Charles Taylor, who is the psychopath that heads Liberia, the leadership of Congo that I simply can't think of. Who else? A Henry Kissinger. The list is endless. Ariel Sharon was indicted, I believe, by this court in Belgium, which now means that Ariel Sharon is subject to arrest if he travels to Belgium, I believe. If I don't have that right, somebody will correct me, I'm sure. But the idea that an attempt somewhere on this dark, blood-soaked, murderous planet, that somewhere there is an attempt to find justice. There is an attempt to use the force of law against the forces of darkness. People like the Bush crime family, people like Charles Taylor, people like Ariel Sharon, people like Arafat, people like the leadership of Myanmar, the former Burma, people like the leadership in the Philippines, that there is just one little spot on this festering planet where truth and justice and decency and honesty can have its day in court, where criminals can be brought before a bar. That has to be squashed, stamped out, destroyed. But the arrogance, the choking, stultifying arrogance of a moron like Donald Rumsfeld, standing on Belgian territory, telling the Belgians, well now, you're going to play this way, you little bastards, huh? You little Belgians, you're going to do this? Are you really? Okay. We're taking our money out. We're not going to contribute any more money. How's that, Belgians, huh? No more money for a NATO building. That'll fix you, you little rats. These people are like characters from B-grade movies, John Garfield movie. I'm not saying he was a B-grade actor, but that kind of movie from the 30s and the 40s. Ah, you're a tough guy, huh? Here, try some of this. That's what these guys are. This Rumsfeld, what a thug. What a thug. What an unbelievable. It's a cartoon character thug. I mean, why get worked up about it, right? These people are right off the cartoon channel. Hi, I'm Don Rumsfeld. Oh, my God. All right. Now, hold on. Bush, yesterday, speaking to the Illinois State Medical Society at the Chicago Hilton. Now, he was there to talk about a prescription drug benefit for our seniors. But that doesn't fly. And Karl Rove says to him, look, George, anytime you're out there, talk about the war, talk about peace, how the world is so peaceful, talk about all the good things we did by violating every tenet of international law and attacking a third world country. So here he is on a wonderful peace we brought to Iraq. Of course, on the same day, or was it today, yesterday or today, the bloodiest battle in Iraq since Bush declared mission accomplished. U.S. helicopters shot down, an F-16 down, Americans being killed, scores of Iraqis being killed, but by God, in George Bush's coked-up, Prozac-ed brain, that's peace.
The last time I was here, talked about the need to continue to fight the war on terror.
Yeah.
I reminded our citizens that
whack.
This country would uphold the just demands of the world
whack, whack.
And confront the real threat posed to the free world by Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, and I got him.
Since I was here, thanks to the bravery of our military,
the one I deserted,
and to friends and allies
that we could buy,
the regime of Saddam Hussein is no more. The
yes!
World is peaceful.
Yes! Yes! Oh, thank you, George! The world is peaceful and free, he said, behind the applause. Have you been to Congo lately, George? Okay, I know. You couldn't find it on a map. You don't even know what continent it's on. The world is peaceful and free. Is that right? The world is peaceful and free. Have you been to the Middle East, George? Weren't you just there, you brain-dead idiot? Weren't you just at the port of Aqaba in Jordan? Don't you know what's going on in Israel with suicide bombers and in the occupied territories with Israeli gunship attacks? Don't you know how many people have been slaughtered in the Middle East on both sides, George, even as you open your idiotic mouth about the world is peaceful and free? My God. And they applaud him. They applaud him. Because they are stupider than he is. Why they hate us? Same speech, same moron. Why they hate us? Part 958.
We have a lot more work to do in Iraq, and we'll stay the course. And we've got a lot more work to do to make sure our country is secure, because the war on terror goes on.
Until I get reelected.
There are still terrorist networks which hate America because of what we love.
Yep.
They hate us because we love our freedoms.
Yeah, that's why they hate us, and because we buy houses, and because we have drugs and sex, and my daughters drink and when they're not old enough to, or they are now, and I'm a coked-out war deserter, and Dick Cheney is raping every country he can get his filthy hands on. That's why they hate us.
On the recent escalated violence in Iraq, Richard Myers, Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Department of Defense, briefing today, has an answer. Now remember, I will play this for you coming back. Remember, mission accomplished. George Bush walking around in his flight suit with his harness so tight around his scrotum, it looks like his eyes are going to pop out. Mission accomplished. Amen. God bless America. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Mike Malloy is rational, and you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy.
And you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why not put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal?
Goof?
Yeah. I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Urging the cycle of violence to make peace more real.
Yeah, let's make peace more real, George. All right, very quickly, General Richard Myers, Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, Department of Defense briefing today on the fact that death and destruction continues on an hourly basis in Iraq. The Iraqi people have been reduced to the scavengers. No water, no electricity, no paychecks, no jobs, no nothing. It is so bad they are wanting Saddam Hussein back. Think about how bad it would have to be in this country for you and I to want George Bush back. But that's how bad it's become in Iraq. They want Saddam back because of the miserable, miserable job the occupying army is performing. This is like the IDF in the occupied territories. This is the United States military in Iraq. Sorry, don't mean to offend anybody, but that's the truth. The reporter says, General, is the operation east of Al-Qaim over the last 24 hours, originally described as a strike on a terrorist training camp? Well, can you fill in some blanks there? Were there foreign fighters there? Do you believe foreign fighters have played a role in the recent attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq?
I think before we say anything more about that, we ought to wait for the rest of the situation to develop.
Wank, wank.
My understanding is there's potential for more fighting, so it's still an ongoing operation. We've got to sort out who these people were. It's not entirely clear.
Oh, my God.
It was a tough fight. They were well-trained or well-equipped and clearly well-prepared for the fight they had. And, of course, our folks were likewise. And it was a good thing, I think, because this is one of the many types of groups that we're going to have to confront, I think, in Iraq for some time to come.
But George said mission accomplished, General Myers. What are you? Are you contradicting the commander-in-chief? The little son of a bitch ran around the deck of an aircraft carrier with his scrotum hanging out, talking about how mission accomplished. What are you saying, General Myers? What are you saying? This is one of the many types of groups that we're going to have to confront, I think, in Iraq for some time to come. Fighting, tough fight, well-trained, well-equipped, well-prepared. Gee, General Myers, you're kidding. But the sign said, mission accomplished, sir.
Last one, Rumsfeld, back at the ministerial meeting in Brussels, Belgium today. Reporter wants to know, Mr. Rumsfeld, in light of the recent escalating violence and fighting in Iraq, do you feel it was inappropriate or perhaps premature for the president to declare mission accomplished?
No, it was perfectly appropriate to state the truth, and the truth was that major combat operations had been completed.
Well, guess
and
what?
At the same time, we said that there were still remnants of the Saddam Hussein regime that would need to be dealt with. And the announcement that was made was completely accurate and certainly not premature at all.
Certainly not premature at all. Completely accurate. Mission accomplished. The death and destruction occurring in Iraq now is an illusion. It's not really happening. George Bush was right. Donald Rumsfeld is correct. Wolfowitz and Pearl and Abrams and Armitage and Cheney are all absolutely truth-telling. Mission accomplished. There is no war. There is no killing. There are no F-16s being shot down. There are no Apache helicopters going down in flames. It is not happening. It is not happening. It is not happening.
Souvenir. People running around in circles, don't know what they're headed for. Everybody's crying peace on earth just as soon as we win this war. So straight ahead, knock 'em dead.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. As a Sunday contract deadline fast approaches, union employees of General Electric's U.S. operations have drawn a line in the sand. GE pays 80% of its employees' health insurance premiums and is looking to reduce its share even further. But yesterday, union negotiators reportedly rejected the company's bid for sharp increases in health care costs. A two-day strike earlier this year by GE's nearly 25,000 union workers was the first such walkout since 1969, but union leaders say they're ready to walk out again in order to maintain health insurance benefits.
The U.S. Mint in Denver is scrambling to deal with a petition signed by nearly three dozen women working there, charging the Mint with creating a workplace rife with sexual harassment and discrimination. The women say the behavior's been going on for years. Not only were they repeatedly passed over for promotion and subjected to sexist remarks, but in many cases, the only way they could move up the ladder was to have sex with supervisors.
Today marks the second annual World Day Against Child Labor, and this year, labor groups around the globe are focusing on the 1.2 million children trafficked each year into exploitative work. According to the International Labor Organization, children around the world are forced to work in mining, agriculture, and the commercial sex industry, while others are pressed into service as child soldiers.
Two new laws went into effect in the UK yesterday that offer workers more pension and privacy protections. The first sets up a government pensions insurance plan. In the event of a bankruptcy, the insurance plan will guarantee they recover at least a good portion of their pension investments. The second law bans most types of surveillance in the workplace unless employees are informed of the snooping in advance. A survey of more than 200 British companies done last year found one in five monitor employees' phone calls and emails on a daily basis.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi,
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
You're now entering a flying monkey free zone. Here's Mike Malloy.
Boy, I got a little carried away in that last segment, didn't I? All right. Richard is calling from New York City. Richard, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling?
It sure is, yes.
Well, welcome aboard.
And I'm part of the Salon crew. They had an article, that was the first that I ever heard of you.
Yeah, sadly, New York City cannot tolerate a program as liberal or progressive as this one. Isn't that amazing? New York City is so conservative that it can't handle a program like this one.
Yeah, is there any way to get you on to the radio?
Absolutely none.
So there are no...
We are on radio stations, but not in major markets. We're not in Chicago or Detroit or L.A. or Houston or Atlanta or San Francisco or Washington, D.C. I can go on. Or Boston. I can go on and on. And it's simply because those stations are those cities are locked down by companies like Clear Channel, by companies like ABC, and they will, by God, not have somebody on their air that is as anti-Bush as I am.
And there is all it takes is one station and then word of mouth.
Well, I know. I wish it could happen. And our crack team at IE America Radio, I guess, has tried, but keep getting rebuffed. Who knows?
Well, I found out about you out of the blue, and I'm happy to make your acquaintance. I read Salon. I was reading Joe Conanson and Gene Lyons when they were impeaching Clinton, and just wondering, why is nobody talking about David Hale, all these people? The New York Times, the Washington Post doesn't have anything about what's going on, and...
Well, the New York Times, as you know, I subscribe to the Times, but you know what has happened here. First of all, Hal Raines, when he was the Times editorial page editor, before he became the executive editor, he was just an absolute Clinton hater.
Right.
I talked about this the other night. Both white guys, both Southerners, and Hal Raines, who had been the Washington Times bureau chief here in Atlanta. I met him a couple of times. He was just an arrogant bastard, just totally arrogant. Jeff Gerth, who was a writer for the New York Times,
started the whole thing.
Yeah, way back in 1992, talking about this stupid-ass land deal, this Whitewater land deal. There were more lies in Jeff Gerth's writings than in any propagandist writings anywhere. I don't care if it was whatever. The Times is not going to go back and say, look, everything that Jeff Gerth wrote was hyperventilated to the point where it almost floated off the surface of the planet. They're not going to go back and correct their mistakes. They branded themselves as the newspaper of record that decided to go after Bill Clinton. So the reason none of this is coming out about the truth of Whitewater, about the truth of Ken Starr, about the truth of the vast right-wing conspiracy is because media is consolidated in so few hands and they have a vested interest in not letting the truth out. That's where we are. We just have to deal with it.
Well, one of my guys is Abe Lincoln, and you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And what happens is people put their mind around something. It's like when Sinead O'Connor destroyed her career by ripping up the picture of the Pope
right.
on Saturday Night Live because he wasn't protecting children from priests. And it took about 10 years. And then whatever causes this, the straw that breaks the camel's back, and it was going on in Boston, all of a sudden the floodgates open.
But who remembers that? Who remembers that Sinead O'Connor took the Pope's photograph and tore it up? Who remembers what the issue was? Nobody.
Yeah.
We can have 1,000 priests be busted. We can have the Catholic Church in North America go utterly bankrupt. And nobody will connect the dots and go back and say, you know, if somebody would have listened to that Irish folk singer from 12 years ago, maybe some of this wouldn't have happened. But that's not how we work in this country. You know it as well as I do.
Well, except that people, it's America has a great history of having, they get crazy. The Salem witch trials, Lincoln suspending habeas corpus.
Locking up the Japanese.
Locking up the Japanese.
Right.
The McCarthy. It's
right.
like when our security is threatened, It's we go into this mental paralysis, and McCarthy is a perfect example. And then somebody, Edward R. Murrow and Robert Welch, people have the temerity to call these guys and back them off the plate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're a pitcher, you got to pitch hard and inside. And I used to watch, I'd see Crossfire, and I'd see Michael, whatever the guy, the liberal, the sweet liberal, just be eaten alive by these conservatives. And I'm saying, why don't they get Ramsey Clark?
Yeah,
why don't they get somebody who's going
right.
to get in the trenches and fight those guys?
Michael Kinsley, who went on
Michael
to...
Michael Kinsley, he's a nice guy. He's
right.
a sweet guy.
You don't need sweet guys. You need ass kickers. You need James Carville's. To a lesser degree, people like Paul Begala.
Right.
But Carville is Michael Moore. Carville is the type who will look you in the eye, and if he thinks you're a son of a bitch, he'll just say, "Look, buddy, I think you're a son of a bitch.
Absolutely.
I think you're a liar. I think you're a snake."
If you're in the pit with the fight, you got to take off the glove.
Boy, is that the truth.
You know, and you're my man. I'll tell you, I was listening to the Audible. I download you. From White Road Society, I listen. I go around on the subways. I run around and I listen to the radio shows. I don't do it a lot on the computer. That's why I'd love to have a radio. It's easier to schlep a radio than a computer. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. We're on Sirius Satellite Radio Channel 145. And Radio Shack or Best Buy,
yeah.
they now sell Sirius radios that are portable. You know, just you can. I don't know what they cost.
I've got to look into it. New technology.
Yeah, it's fairly new.
Yeah.
The satellite radio has been in GM and Ford cars now. I think starting with the 2003 models as an option, but now they have a portable. They have a radio that it's just a regular radio.
Yep.
You got to subscribe. You know what is it for? Serious, $9
a
month,
$10 a month. Okay, yeah,
but you get 100 channels that you can listen to no matter where you are, and you don't have to put up with this bat squeeze right wing. They have right wing channels,
right.
But I mean, if you don't want to hear it, you don't have to hear it.
You got some choice.
Yeah, you got some choice, and channel 145 carries this program.
All right, great talk with you. Good to get on the board and.
Yeah, and not just this program. I get focused on this program. There's an awful lot of liberal or progressive radio programming carried on Channel 145.
Yeah.
You know, because they're on 24/7.
Yep.
So there's a lot of good liberal, left, progressive, whatever you want to call it. Talk radio that's available that you can't get in New York or Philly or Chicago or Boston because the corporations that own the public airwaves, how's that for a concept? The corporations that own the public airwaves say no, we're not going to put liberals on. Screw them.
All it takes is one station. We've got NPR, which is good. It's objective, but
it's not talk radio, and it's not kick-ass.
Right.
And
right.
That's precisely what we do. Well, Richard, I am so glad you found this program. I hope you'll spread the word.
I am, and I sure will.
And please call us again.
We'll do.
All right, sir. Thank you. Take care. Excuse me. Bill is calling. Oh, my goodness. We have another over-the-road truck driver. Bill, this is your first time calling, right?
Yeah. I used to listen to you in Chi-Town there.
Oh, okay. All right. And you're outside.
And you're sounding even better now that you're less restrained via ABC and Disney.
So. Yeah, you got that right. You got that right.
Anyhow, if I could make just two quick comments, and I want to ask you a question, and nobody's been able to answer this question.
Okay.
Bush... We know, or for the first 18 months of his presidency, he didn't have anything to do with the Israeli-Palestinian situation.
Right.
Nada. Nothing.
Nothing.
And that every either show I saw where there was a serious discussion, a protracted discussion, anything that I read about the issue, the people from the Middle East always would say, whether they were from Iran, Iraq, Syria, the bottom line, every one of them said the Israeli-Palestinian question has to be settled.
That's right.
This is all before all this.
Right.
This way back when. And
right.
It's like nobody ever noticed that. You know, I talked to a few people, they did notice that. So that was pretty bizarre to me. And then you were talking about the arrogance of, Rumsfeld, well, that, I think, permeates the all of the administration from the different articles that I've read and different on the Sirius radio, not just 145, but other, you know, NPR or whatever. The Republican congressional people, Denny Hastert and I forget the other gentleman, a congressman Republican, you know, put out something publicly where they didn't have access and they were running the budget through and they weren't consulting with Congress, which they're required to do,
mm-hmm.
is to consult with Congress. And they were even saying, not in public, but they were saying that this is just an arrogant administration. They were saying this even domestically,
mm-hmm.
let alone foreign policy-wise.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it goes hand in hand.
Right. Well, the hallmark of the Bush crime family is the fact that they operate outside the law. Now,
exactly.
By that I mean whether it is constitutional law, whether it is the rules, it may not be law, but the rules established between the three branches of government about how the government's business is conducted, they say to hell with that. They violate international law. They violate domestic law, environmental law. They violate workplace safety law. Any single law they want to violate, Bill, they do. And they don't even pause to think about it. And if the American public doesn't like it, the American public can go straight to hell.
Or you can read about it on page 18 or page 27.
Maybe.
The side article.
Maybe.
If you happen to read. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
If you happen to get the right paper. Or maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
It is indeed.
The thing that I wanted to ask you, Mike, I've asked several people this, and I usually get a blank stare. I was out on the road in Wyoming on 9/11, and I tuned on NPR, and it was probably at least an hour to an hour and a half after the Pentagon was the plane crashed into the Pentagon. Now, there was a period of 30 to 45 minutes. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, by the way. I just don't understand this. But there was a period of 30 to 45 minutes between the two planes hitting the towers and the one plane
right.
hitting the Pentagon. And I was listening to these. There were two NPR reporters. One of them said, I wonder what happened to the Marines up on top of the Pentagon. There's always Marines up there with all kinds of weapons.
All right. Well, I know where you're going with this, and let me just say, Bill, there are several websites out there, none of which come to mind right now, and they're not. You know, you no longer have to say I'm not a conspiracy theorist. The Bush crime.
Like you were saying earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. The Bush crime family ordered a military stand down when they got information that some sort of an event was going to occur on September 11th.
Even from the Pentagon.
Sure.
30 to 45 minutes, they didn't have any military people up there?
Nobody. Nothing.
What's that all about?
It's about the Bush crime family making sure that they have, like Hitler had the Reichstag fire, the Bush crime family had to have the toppling of the World Trade Center and the attack on the Pentagon. Once they had that, they had it all.
Okay, now, was Bush's father in the White House during that or not? Because that was initial reports. And now they're saying, no, he wasn't.
I honestly don't know. I wish I could think of the websites off the top of my head where you can get this information, but it's out there. Listen, Bill, I've got to leave it there. We got a break coming up. Listen,
okay.
I'm glad you found this program. I hope you call again. And you're driving through Idaho, so be careful, all right?
Yeah, there's a lot of Mormon Republicans there.
You got that straight. Thanks for checking in, sir.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call. I just wish I could come up with these websites off the top of my head, and I can't. You don't need to email them to me because I'll probably lose them, and when Bill calls in again, I won't have them in front of me. But King David is calling. Hey, David. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief checking in.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. How's everything in Woodstock Nation?
Well, I think I'm awake.
Good.
Do you think as skeptical as David Brinkley was of everything that went on in Washington that any of this would have gone on for a day and a half without his bringing it up on TV?
Probably not. I heard on Terry Gross's Fresh Air today, they reached into the Wayback Machine and they came up with an interview that she conducted with David Brinkley back in 1989. And, which, by the way, you listen to Fresh Air, don't you?
On occasion, yeah.
Terry Gross's probably the best program in radio. But anyway, she had David Brinkley. She was talking to him about how the anchor idea and network news began, going all the way back to John Cameron Swayze, which I remember, the camel caravan of news,
right.
Cavalcade of news. And one of the points that Brinkley made was that people like Edward R. Murrow, people like Walter Cronkite, people like Douglas Edwards, and by association, people like Chet Huntley and he, David Brinkley, they would have not only would they have questioned this BS that passes for information coming from the Pentagon or the White House, they would have challenged it. They would have insisted to the writers and the producers and the assignment editors that people who understood the reality of these lies had as much airtime as the people who were perpetrating the lies. I hope that answers the question. Let me put you on hold a second. We got a break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy. Oops, I just cut David off. David, call back. Call back. I hit the wrong button. David, I'm sorry. Call back, David. Call back. I did it again. Another brain fart.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. when you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved, guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way, guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams, guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or a fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Got the flying monkey ride blues. Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, during the break, we got King David back. Coming right to you, David. But during the break, got a real nice letter here from Joe in Athens, Georgia, who is 27, news editor for a 6,000 circulation biweekly newspaper in the heart of Georgia, and he writes a column each week. And Joe, thanks. It's a great letter. I'll just wanted to acknowledge your letter, and I'll try my damnedest to respond. Thank you. It was very kind. Now, back to King David, whom we so ungloriously cut off. I'm sorry, David.
I've had worse things done to me on purpose.
right.
And Brinkley had this one story that illustrated his disdain for what a lot of the news biz had become.
Now we're talking about Brinkley.
Yeah.
Right.
And he told it as one of these parallel universe stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea being Huntley and Brinkley are still doing the Huntley-Brinkley report.
Right.
And Reuven Frank is still producing it.
Right.
Reuven Frank was the executive in NBC that put that show together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea is Frank goes to Huntley, says, we want you to go down to North Carolina. There's a woman who has cut off her husband's galooly, and we want you to do the stand-up reports from the trial there.
Right.
Huntley thinks about this for a couple of seconds, has one of two responses, only one of which can be repeated on radio, and that other response is, Brinkley's in Washington, he's from North Carolina, he's closer, send him.
Right, right. That was the one you can say on radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Well, yeah, his death today and the death of Gregory Peck, you talk about a bad one-two punch, and we didn't talk about it tonight at all. Sometimes it's almost impossible. I don't know what to say anymore when you have these iconic people, whether they're entertainment or media, who pass away. I mean, we all know death is waiting for all of us, but when they do die, and Brinkley, it's my understanding he died of his complications from a fall.
Yeah.
Dear God. Hey, David, we're out of time.
Okay, go pick up your mail.
I hear that. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, take care. David Brinkley. Program engineered tonight in Detroit by Stephanie Stryker, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Many thanks to Mark Marshall, Maximum Interactive, for the website. Be sure to listen tomorrow night. We have a special guest, Geneva. She's the official Bart Kopp astrologer. And she'll give us charts on the Bush crime family and what the stars forecast for future wars, 2004 elections, so on and so forth. You're going to like it. I'll see you tomorrow, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information,